This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state's second largest school district will require young children to wear masks this fall. Friday's announcement follows new local health department guidance. CPR's Paolo Jalcita has more.
Jefferson County Health Authority said they'll strictly enforce quarantines for routine classroom exposure for anyone unvaccinated and not wearing a mask. Since children under 12 can't get a vaccine yet, the district says children ages 3 to 11 must wear a mask. Masks are strongly recommended for unvaccinated older students and staff, and are encouraged but not required for vaccinated students and staff. All Jeffco staff must notify the district of their vaccination status by August 16th. School starts the following day. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
The pandemic forced many Colorado teachers to reflect on how they normally do things in the classroom. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Overhauling testing to make it less about what students memorize and more learning time outside. Those are just two insights teachers from the leadership organization Teach Plus Colorado collected about which pandemic practices they may keep around. Here's rural teacher Nicole Melby.
Little golden nuggets of, this was a really great way to do parent-teacher conferences.
She says virtual conferences led to better parent attendance and will likely become a permanent option. Other teachers want to keep recording in-person lessons so students can tap into them anytime. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Heavy rains and flash floods could be a problem again today for parts of Colorado that were burned in last year's wildfires. State officials are closely watching areas near the Grizzly Creek, East Troublesome, and Pine Gulch fires. They say those spots are under high threat of flooding. There are Weather Service flash flood watches in effect around Vail and Gunnison. This is CPR News.